So they've been taking me back. This lady is here. I got the stories from that woman here.
Right there.
And put it on the place they operate. How long did you stay over there?
3 months. Stayed in the hospital 2 months and stayed in the nursing 1 month.
And they got you straightened out.
They really nursed in nursing home. They said, some of them, they would take me over. When they sent me from the hospital, I was still on stretcher, couldn't walk. And this man was back there in the back with me. He said that was about the best nursing home of all down there, and it was really nice. And the facilities was modern and clean. That's as clean as it could be.
It's supposed to be the best.
New Andreas. And it had three stations. I was on number one. Had number two. Number three, I was on the colored on that station. I didn't like that part.
You didn't like?
Not for a while. I was a lady in there. She didn't like color folk, and I didn't like her. So she would send that me. I would sit with her for a long time. I wouldn't know my mind. So now she turned on her television. Both had me a television rented, but she had one in the room, so I didn't need one in just the one room, just the two of us in there. She turned it on and cut it off where you couldn't hear it. And I wouldn't even look at it. I wouldn't say nothing. I'd still sit there. I didn't have mind enough to even wash my glasses so I could read. I couldn't see out the glass and didn't think about need washing. I didn't wash it. And so after a while, she went to talking to me. So when I got ready to go, she told me, so she didn't want me to feel offended anyway. That she just liked to die when they put me in the room with her. I told her the same as me. I liked to die when they put me in the room with her. I didn't want to be there. We were the only two had good sense. The rest of them were feeble-minded. And they thought I was feeble-minded. They passed by the maidens. They passed by there and peeped at me in the room. And they had a birthday party. I birthday them. And I had to sit at the table. I started not to go. I was way down on the other station. I was from Hilltown. And they kept begging me to go, and I wanted to go. God damn, everybody at the table was who's but me.
Is that right?
That's the truth. They gave them all song books, and I know the folk wasn't reading, sang this song. I said, these people think I'm crazy, too. I just started singing up a storm. And so after it was over, I told them how I enjoyed it. And all they tried to get me in. I think they thought I was crazy. They couldn't understand what I would do where I'm up in this part of the country down there. But those people, they weren't the fighting kind. They were just sick.
Mm-hmm.
And their minds were bad.
Yeah.
And we were the youngest, too, but the hell, we had us in the room together. Uh-huh. And so she told me about how sorry she was that I was waiting to go home. She just cried.
Well, I cried.
And said that she, I was the nicest colored person she'd ever known. She, I didn't ever ball and tangle hood or anything.
She just never had known one before.
That's right.
That was why.
She said she had one with Paul. It was real nice. I said, but her sisters and things, they all just like to die. They wanted to move away from there because they wouldn't change rooms. And the other colored people was on station number 3. But I was the sick. They had the sickest people on that station, so therefore I was on station number 1. She had station number 1, number 2, 1, 3. And they tried to get me to go in the lobby. It was a very nice lobby. I wouldn't go in the lobby, and they don't know why I wouldn't go out and look at television and sit out there. I told them I didn't want to. They just fixed it. As soon as I finished my lunch, I leave the table. They couldn't understand why I would sit in there. I would sit at the table, I leave. And if I be sitting out down the hall near the nursing station, if some come down there, I leave, they go in the room. And then one of the ladies that working out, she said, why don't you go down in the lobby and sit down? I said, because I don't want to. She said, well, you should. You welcome. I said, I know that. I said, I'm not used to being stuck on the white people all the time. I said, I didn't tell you the truth. I'm from the South, and I'm not used to it. And she said, well, I wouldn't pay a bit of attention to her. I said, go ahead on. I said, well, I'm not going. And I didn't go. But see, today they had television, they had radio in the room there, and they was in every room around there. And so, but after that, we got along all right.
Just after you got to know each other.
That's right.